Well, it's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. And today I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 45 at two verses of scripture that are such an important thing for all of us to remember, especially during a time of elections and changing of government potentially. Verse 18 says, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not in the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right." Those two verses of Scripture are repeated basically again in chapter 46 all the way through chapter 48, just reminding the children of Israel that He, God, Jehovah, is in charge. And He is all-powerful. And He will not be deterred from His righteousness. You know, I think sometimes we get short-sighted in our thinking. I know I do. Where we say, oh, this is going to be the end, and everything will be destroyed. Well, where are we now? I mean, this is not exactly what I would call happy times in America. But at the same time, we have a God that's still on the throne. We have a God that created all things, spoke the world into existence. How small is our God today in our thinking? Is this something that cannot be overcome? Listen, we need to understand that God is going to bring about His righteousness. He's going to bring about His purposes. He's going to bring about all the things that He has said in His precious Word that are going to take place. And He will do it by His power. So have your mind refreshed in the fact that God is all-powerful, God is all-knowing, God is not deterred, and God will fulfill His purposes. Amen?
Amen.